This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More than 9 million workers in 21 states will benefit from an increased minimum wage in 2025. 21 states increased their minimum pay January 1st. 13 of the increases in pay come from state laws that are indexed to the rate of inflation. Legislation spurred the coming pay hikes in 6 states, while ballot measures ushered in wage gains in 2 more states. Nearly 20% of the more than 9.2 million impacted workers live in households below the poverty line. Nearly half, or almost 49%, have family incomes below twice the poverty line, so an increase in the minimum wage is significant in those households. The federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour has not budged since 2009, and it remains the law in 20 states. Since that time, the base rate has lost 30% of its purchasing power due to inflation, according to economic analysts. Almost a third of workers live in states that have a $15 minimum wage, and by 2027, that percentage will expand to nearly half. Some states are passing laws to increase minimum wages, like Maine, where the minimum wage will increase to $14.65, rising 50 cents, due to a new Maine law and a 2016 citizens referendum, with the state required to make an annual adjustment based on cost of living index. Of the 21 states that will see increases in the minimum wage, Montana's increased to $10.55, up 25 cents. The Montana State University Bobcat football team's senior quarterback, Tommy Malott, is the 2024 Walter Payton Award winner. The Walter Payton Award was named in honor of the National Football League legend nicknamed Sweetness and is widely regarded as one of the greatest football players of all time. Tommy Malott received the honor at the FCS National Awards Banquet on Saturday night. The Butte native is the first Bobcat to receive the Walter Payton Award, which goes to the FCS Offensive Player of the Year since the award debuted in 1987. Malott and the Montana State University Bobcat football team had the university's first undefeated season and the first undefeated season for any team in the Big Sky Conference this year. Voting for the Payton Award ended before the FCS playoffs began. MSU head coach Brent Vegan was also honored at Saturday's award banquet for his Eddie Robinson Award win. The FCS Coach of the Year honor had previously been announced December 5th. Quarterback Tommy Malott was also named the 2024 Walter Camp FCS Player of the Year, the FCS Athletic Directors Association Offensive Player of the Year, and the Big Sky Conference Offensive Player of the Year. The Butte High graduate also earned multiple first-team All-America honors and a first-team All-Big Sky selection. Malott was honored last year with the Doris Robinson Scholar Athlete Award. Earlier on Saturday, he received the 2025 Elite 90 Award, which goes to the athlete with the highest GPA at each NCAA championship. The U.S. Mint will produce quarters honoring 5 historical female figures for 2025, the last year it will issue American Women Quarters Program coins featuring iconic American women. The trailblazing women to be featured on the tail side of coins include Ida B. Wells, a prominent African-American investigative journalist, Juliette Gordon Lowe, founder of the Girl Scouts of the United States of America, Dr. Vera Rubin, an astronomer who pioneered work on galaxy rotation rates, Stacy Park Milburn, an activist for people with disabilities, and Althea Gibson, a professional tennis player and golfer who was the first black player to win the French Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. The quarters will begin circulation in 2025. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.